Hey, veterans, welcome to the VA Claims Insider Podcast. We are veterans helping veterans get the VA disability rating and compensation you deserve. I'm your host, Air Force Service Disabled Veteran Brian Reese, and each week we share VA disability claim tips, tricks, strategies, and lessons learned to help you win Service Connect and get rated at the appropriate level, even if you've already filed or been denied. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome, fellow veterans. Brian Reese here, Air Force Service Disabled Veteran and founder of VA Claims Insider, here today again with my special guest for episode number 3 of Ask the VA Rater. Why the heck is my VA claim taking so long? What is going on with the VA claims backlog? Okay, we're going to share everything that we know right now and what we see happening over the next 30, 60, 90, 180 days and into 2024. But I want to introduce my brother from another mother, by the beard of Zeus, Marine Corps disabled veteran, and my brother, Daryl D-Mac McDonald. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing today? Pleasure to be here, B. I always enjoy my time with you and you know, talking about everything VA and all things VA. I did serve in the Marine Corps. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. Served in the first Gulf War. Came home. Decided I was going to become a high school teacher. So I did that for a little while. I did that for about 13 to 16 years, head football coach. And then got a little bored with that. So I decided it was time to go to work for the VA. And they had me. So I did work for the VA for 11 years. 6.5 of that I spent as a rating specialist. And I was also an instructor. And, you know, one of the best parts about being an instructor for the VA is they fly you out to, I spent most of my time in Baltimore, but they fly you out there and you get to teach other people how to do the job and you get to share your knowledge with other people, which is something I really enjoy doing.
That's so awesome, dude. You're such a blessing to us, our whole movement, our veterans, our teammates, me personally. Y'all, this guy is so full of unbelievable knowledge. And when you think about it, I mean, he's fought on his own claim for a number of years. He was a VSR for a number of years, meaning he was the frontline VA service representative. Then he was a rating specialist. So he moved into the RVSR role for 6.5 years. And he was so good at what he did that the VA actually sent him around the country to train others on how to be a VA rating specialist. And I think it's so amazing that you're here with us and you're willing to share this knowledge. And just so everybody knows, you may think I know it all. I certainly do not. And when I have questions about VA disability, VA claims, secondary conditions, what's going on at the VA right now, this guy right here is usually my first point of contact. And I know a lot of our teammates are the same way. Daryl, I love you so much, man. And again, thanks for being here with us.
I love you too, B. And, you know, being honest with you, coming here was a no-brainer. I believe in everything that this company provides, the education materials on top of the coaching, on top of the results. It's just unbelievable.
Thanks, buddy. I feel that way too. Just blessed to get to still be a part of it. Right. Fellow vets, without further ado, let's jump into this. D-Mac, what are you seeing out there right now in terms of the VA claims backlog?
Well, I know that it's going up and it's going to continue to go up probably through 2024. You know, but people have to keep in mind that it isn't as bad as it used to be. All right. So I remember when I was going through mine, you could wait a year to 2 years for a decision on a simple claim. And it is better than that. I mean, right now we're looking at a turnaround time of probably around 4 or 5 months. But that really all depends on the situation you're in too, and which regional office has your claim and who's working that claim. So I do see the backlog going up. I see it continue to go up through 2024, but I think Congress is going to step in and set forth some rules and regulations, and hopefully that'll come back down again.
Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing similar, just a rise in the number of claim submissions, an increase in the number of claims that are pending, you know, more than 125 days without a decision. I'm seeing that number go up. It is helpful, I think, to share some context, though. So when I left the military in 2012, I filed a paper VA disability claim. I had these big six-part folders. I think it was a stack like this big. And literally, like, my VSO mailed all of that in to the VBA regional office in Boston, Massachusetts, which is where I was stationed at the time, getting out. And I think I filed for, I know you call them contentions, DMAC.
Yeah.
I think I had maybe 12 disability conditions or contentions that I filed for in that initial claim. And it took 17 months.
Yeah.
Total. So from beginning to end, this was October 2012. Fast forward plus 17 months. I'm not a math guy, but do the numbers there. 17 months it took for just 12 conditions. Okay. And by the way, I actually only had two C&P exams. I had one C&P exam. It was an all-day affair. Well, I guess you could call it multiple exams, but it was one day, and most of it was done by a generalist, okay? A doctor who's a general specialist who could do all muscular skeletal, the orthopedic stuff I'd filed for, the foot problems, headaches, all that kind of stuff. And then I had a separate C&P exam on a different day with a psychiatrist. He might have been a psychologist. It was one of the two. But I remember even after my last C&P exam, it was many months before I actually got the rating decision. And I found out, by the way, because one day I was in my bank account and I was like, something's wrong. Like, where did all this money come from? Well, I had been paid. My first VA rating I ever got was 90% out the gate. And so I had been paid that $2,000-ish a month back, you know, 17 months from my initial date of filing. I just remember being like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. What happened? I thought it was a mistake at first. So anyway, context does help. The VA is still infinitely faster right now than they were, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah. But, you know, there are some things that you can do as a veteran filing claims that can also not necessarily cut down on that wait, but cut down on the backlog. All right. You know, when I was rating, I had a lot of people file, we called them frivolous claims. You know, a veteran who served during 1985 filing a claim for Agent Orange exposure, or another veteran filing a claim for 867 issues. You know, not doing that can help out, because they all have to be rated anyway. They still have to be denied. So you still take up that rating specialist time. So cutting back on those claims and filing those claims that you know that you're going to qualify, those fully developed claims, that could cut back on it a little bit. You know what I mean? That'll help out.
That's good advice. Yeah, I'm even thinking, I was just advising my sister-in-law, actually, who's getting out of the service. She had some questions about the med board and stuff like that. And we were talking through it, and she actually asked me a question. She's like, how do I find out what I'm eligible for? Okay. And so I approached it a couple different ways. I said, look, here's the actual law, right? CFR Part 38, Title 38, Part 4, the schedule for rating disabilities. This lists the 834 conditions right now that are rateable under the law. Okay. But don't take a spray and pray approach. Be very strategic and targeted, and actually make sure you are medically diagnosed for the conditions you're going to file for. Okay. So we went from here's where they're all listed. Okay. I'm not aware of a single person that has all 834. I think if you did, you'd be dead. Okay. So don't do that. But what I did is I said, hey, you're getting out right now. You're going to have a really tight file of electronic service treatment records. Go and look within the first 20 to 30 pages. You're going to see something called diagnosis summary and diagnosis history. Go and look at all the different things that you're diagnosed for, and then go head to toe, take an inventory. Do you have any of those conditions still going on? And if the answer is yes, file for them. That's how you do it.
Yeah, out the gate before you get discharged, that's exactly what I would advise. Yeah, going through your service treatment records, seeing what's in there, and then filing. Within that first year of discharge, you get what's called a general medical examination. So basically anything that they find in there could potentially be service connected.
Absolutely. Great tip. And by the way, your final physical is very, very important. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get one. Make sure you go. Make sure you tell who's ever doing your final physical to document everything going on with you. Nothing is too small. And by the way, do the same thing. Take a personal inventory from head to toe. All right, you know what? Let's do it right now. I'm going to do it right now. Do I have anything going on with headaches, migraine headaches, any other kind of headaches? Do I have any kind of hearing loss, tinnitus, the ringing in the ear? Do I have any ear, nose, and throat problems, eye problems, anything in the jaw, the teeth, bruxism? Going down into your shoulders, do you have any muscular, skeletal, or orthopedic issues? Any heart, lung, respiratory issues? Asthma, moving down into the lower part of your body? IBS, GERD, moving into hips, back, ankle, joint pain, anything going on in your body? Neck pain, sleep apnea, okay? As you go down, reproductive system, men, erectile dysfunction, females, female sexual arousal disorder. You got any of that stuff going on? Going down into your hips, knees, knee problems, ankle issues, foot problems, plantar fasciitis, flat feet. I'm sure I missed a few. Mental health issues. Okay, back in your head. Do you have anything going on? PTSD, anxiety, depression. But guys, that's how you do it. What I would recommend is literally take out a sheet of paper and go from head to toe of everything you have going on and write it down. And that's likely going to be a pretty good list of what you're going to file for.
Absolutely. Now post-service is when you want to start looking at that a little bit closer, because you want to make sure that either you have a primary condition that you can link to service, or you have a secondary condition that you can link to one of your primary conditions. And that's another thing that affects the backlog, is if somebody puts in for a condition secondary to a non-service connected condition. Once again, anything that's going to take the rater's time to rate it, and the potential for it to either be granted or denied, that's one thing that you really need to take a look at. You can't just look at it and say, well, I think I have this condition, I'm going to submit for it and see what the VA says. That's not a good approach. You know, we talk about it all the time. Medical evidence wins claims. So if you're service connected for a back condition and you feel like you've got some radiculopathy going on, make sure you have that diagnosis before you're going after that claim. Don't waste your time, more importantly, but don't waste the rater's time either. You know, just make sure you have that medical evidence to support your claim.
That advice is solid gold. And we see this, you know, DMAC. I know you see it too, being a coach. Mm-hmm. And I know you probably saw it as a rating specialist, is, you know, we'll get veterans who come to us who are like, hey, you know, I have PTSD and I have flat feet and plantar fasciitis that I'm going to file secondary to my knee pain, you know, and I've got radiculopathy secondary to my neck issues and back pain, my lumbar issues. And, you know, you start talking through this and come to find out like none of this stuff is diagnosed anywhere. So it's like, look, I'm not saying we don't believe you, but I'm simply telling you if there's no paper trail, it didn't happen. Like if these things aren't documented that you at least have them diagnosed, even if it's post-service, I can virtually guarantee you the VA is going to deny that claim. And in fact, they're probably not even going to order a C&P exam for those conditions. They're just going to deny them.
Pretty likely, yeah. A good friend of mine, a brother, I heard him once say, get your butt to the doctor. So it's solid advice. If you don't have a diagnosis for a condition you feel should be secondary to a primary condition, get your butt to the doctor, get it diagnosed, find out the severity of it, and then work on that claim. Don't put the cart before the horse. Don't file the claim and then hope that the VA is just going to accept it, because they're probably not. And once again, you're just wasting your time and you're wasting a rater's time that could be rating a claim that's a substantial, you know, fully developed claim that can be granted for a veteran.
Absolutely. You know what, DMAC? I'm going to use myself and a personal example here to share exactly what he's talking about, exactly what you're talking about, to hopefully make this make a little more sense, okay? So I forget the exact year. I think it was either 2017 or 2018. Okay, remember I left the military in 2012. And I know I had documented stuff in my service treatment records about ankle issues and foot problems, okay? But I did not have a diagnosis of flat feet, and I did not have a diagnosis of plantar fasciitis, which is severe heel pain, in the military. Okay. I didn't have those conditions, or at least I didn't know I had them. Okay. So those conditions are not diagnosed in my service treatment records. Okay. Now remember, I got out in 2012. So fast forward, say it's 2017 or 2018, I start having major heel problems in my left foot. My plantar fasciitis got so bad, I couldn't run. I could barely walk. I'm rolling the thing on, you know, golf balls, frozen water bottles. I'm, you know, stretching it with a freaking cord every night. I tried everything. I ended up having 2 lidocaine heel injections because the pain was so bad. I tried inserts, you name it. I freaking tried everything. Okay. Well, I want you to think about how this all played out, okay? I didn't have it in my right foot at the time. I only had it in my left foot. But it didn't develop into a severe condition until 6-7 years after I left the military, okay? If I would have filed that as a primary disability, it probably would have been denied, okay? Probably would have. But guess what? I had service-connected right knee problems, service-connected back issues. And so I'm playing this out in my brain going, how did I just out and develop this condition 6 years later? This doesn't make sense. It has to be connected to how I was walking, my gait. I was favoring the left side of my body because of my right knee issues. So I ended up going in, got the formal diagnosis of left foot severe plantar fasciitis. I got a Nexus letter from a private provider and I filed it secondary to my right knee condition. Okay. That claim got approved without a C&P exam. Okay. Now, again, I'm just sharing that as an example to help you understand that as you're thinking about your claim strategy, you need to be thinking about, am I filing for direct service connection? Or is this more likely due to secondary service connection issues, whether it's cause and effect, whether it's principles of aggravation? But these types of things, those are the conversations you're going to have with a VA Claims Insider coach. Okay. Somebody like this guy, DMAC. Okay. They are going to help advise you on your blessed, on your best claim strategy. Because here's what we've learned. If you don't get your strategy right, everything you do after that doesn't matter. Chances are your claim is either going to get denied outright or it's going to come back underrated, which we don't want for you. What does underrated mean? It means you got something, some type of disability rating, some type of monthly compensation, but not what you should have had. Okay. So again, if you need help, if you're looking for a claim strategy, if you want to work with a coach, you want to get educated, you need medical evidence, we can help you with all of those things. Okay. And by the way, you can start free. And our terms are super simple. If we don't win, you don't pay. You literally have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And by the way, one of the things that I love, DMAC, is the fact that, like, I think more than half of our coaches are former clients, which I think is so cool. Like, it's like the coolest thing in the world when former clients come back and work with us and work for us to help other veterans. I love that part.
You believe in a program, you want to be a part of it, right? And by the way, you almost made me chuckle there. Plantar fasciitis and pes planus or flat feet directly related to Air Force service. Did you hurt yourself rolling in your chair? Is that? No, I'm just kidding. You know, Brian, we did do, talking about what you can do on your end, on the veteran's end, to help with the backlog, you know, don't file those frivolous claims that are not going to go anywhere, and you know they're not going to go anywhere. The spray and pray method, don't do it. It's not productive for anybody. So don't do the spray and pray method. But what about the VA? What is the VA? You know, I see things that the VA is doing on their end that help kind of create this backlog that they could probably change a little bit of to help alleviate some of that as well. You know what I mean? It's not all on the veteran. You know, I've always been taught it takes two to tango. So, you know, veterans can do their part to help alleviate that backlog a little bit. Submit fully developed claims, get all your medical evidence in at one time. If you're submitting medical evidence after you've submitted your claim, all you're doing is delaying your claim from getting finalized because you keep pushing your claim back and pushing your claim back. But one of the things I've noticed that the VA can do on their end, when a veteran submits a fully developed claim, which includes a disability benefits questionnaire, or DBQ, rate the claim using the DBQ. That's why they made those public. That's why they allowed for public doctors to fill out those DBQs and for veterans to submit those, so they don't have to go to a CMP exam. So the VA doesn't have to set them up with a CMP exam. Yeah. You've got all the medical evidence you need to rate the claim right there. But that's not happening. What's happening now is they are still sending veterans to CMP examinations, which in turn can also add to that backlog and create that big backlog.
Exactly what I'm seeing too. I think from what I'm seeing on the VA side, I think the actual rise in the backlog is multifaceted, right? You know, number one is we're seeing more claims, more new claims enter the system than we've seen in a very, very long time. Mainly the PACT Act. So you see, you know, lots of veterans who served in the 20 years of war are filing claims. I also think that, you know, they're like sort of dancing around this in Congress, but the VBA in particular, and I mean, even the whole VA, they've got big time staffing problems right now. Okay. They're having trouble recruiting and retaining quality talent, especially among rating specialists, VSRs and RVSRs. And we've seen so many of those folks who had been with the VA for 10, 20, 30, 40 years who retired during the COVID years, okay, or just after. And so there's major staffing problems. So you have more claims coming in than ever. You have fewer rating specialists, VSRs and RVSRs, probably not as trained as they need to be. You got a lot of new folks, and it's not their fault. Okay, I'm just sharing reality. You got a lot of new folks. You've got broken systems and outdated technology at the VA, especially like VBMS, the Veteran Benefits Management System. It's broken. It's outdated. There's a lot of issues that are happening. There's issues in ordering C&P exams, okay? And DMAC, what you just shared, I think the fourth reason is we're seeing VSRs and RVSRs overdevelop claims. What does it mean when they're overdeveloping claims? It means that if a veteran files a fully developed claim and they have a DBQ, a Nexus letter, and you've got everything you need as a rater to review the evidence and rate the claim, okay, it's adequate for rating purposes, you don't need to order separate C&P exams. That's called overdeveloping the claim. And by the way, it's costing the U.S. taxpayer more money because you're paying these private C&P exam companies an insane amount of money. Don't overdevelop the claims. And I don't know how we get that message out to the VA raters. I don't know if they're talking about this internally, like, hey, this guy on the internet says we're overdeveloping claims. What does he know? What do you think, DMAC?
I know it's overdevelopment. It's overdevelopment of claims. If you're submitting everything, including a DBQ from a private provider, that's sufficient enough to rate a claim. You don't need to go out and ask for another C&P exam. The only time you would ever need to do that is if the doctor didn't provide their license number or the DBQ was incomplete. Right. So, but from what I'm seeing, you know, there are fully complete DBQs being submitted that are essentially being overlooked and exams being requested anyway. And I do like what you said about the VBMS system. So I did rate back in the day when we had the paper folders. And by the way, yours would have been called a fat file. Those are the ones that are like 7-8 volumes.
I think I had 8,000 pages of medical records.
But I remember walking into my cubicle and just having files everywhere, and you'd have to thumb through them one at a time to make sure you're finding everything. You know, and it was a big jump when the VA went to the VBMS system, although it wasn't 100% complete and ready to roll out. They went ahead and rolled it out anyway, and just to get started in the system, and then they made improvements along the way. However, when I was rating, and then when I became part of the management team afterwards, that system would go down for hours at a time, where you just couldn't access anything. It was dead in the water. So you would have to go back and you'd wait and you wait and you wait. So yeah, archaic, I would say, to say the least. And Brian, if I could hit on one more thing, I think people need to understand that the VA, when people say the VA, it actually encompasses three different departments. And you alluded to two of them, the VBA, the Benefits Administration, the VHA, which is the Hospital Administration, and then the Cemeteries Department. So when, you know, most of the time when we're talking about the VA, we're talking specifically about the VBA. We're not really talking about the hospitals or the cemeteries at that point.
Very good point. Yeah, very good point. Well, hey, we're getting ready to wrap up here. I'm talking about the VA claims backlog and the things that you can do to speed up your claim. Look, the VA claims backlog is a real thing, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Hey, that's my prediction. I think it's going to get worse probably through 2024. And so if there's one thing I want y'all to take away from what we talked about today, it's that you need to be thinking very strategically if and when you do file a claim, okay? Because you got to know what you're up against. The biggest backlog we've seen in 10 plus years, and it's going to get worse. So be very strategic. Don't just spray and pray. Make sure that you're educated in the process. Understand what a C&P exam is. Understand what it means, what they're looking for. Go look at the different rating criteria by disability conditions and have a general understanding of what you might be eligible for. Okay. I'm not telling you to go to your C&P exam and rattle off, you know, CFR 38 part 4, but you need to have a general understanding of how your symptoms are negatively impacting your life, okay? Your work, your life, your social functioning, because ultimately the severity of your symptoms determines your final VA disability rating, okay? Whether it's high or low or whatever. The last thing I would say is medical evidence. If you do nothing else right, okay, maybe you've already filed and you're like, oh crap, I wasn't strategic. I did a spray and pray approach. Okay, look, if you do nothing else right about the VA claim process, make sure you get this part right. Medical evidence. Okay, you must at a minimum have a medical diagnosis of a disability condition in a medical record somewhere. Service treatment records, VA medical records, private records. You got to have the diagnosis somewhere. Okay. And then I would recommend, depending on how long you've been out of service, do you need a DBQ? Do you want to get a private DBQ to help speed up your claim? Potentially avoid a C&P exam. Okay. Do you need a nexus letter to help you prove direct service connection or secondary service connection? Well, guess what? If you've been out of the military for more than a year and you haven't been constantly seeking treatment for a condition, probably need a nexus letter from a private provider if you're trying to prove service connection. Okay, so that last piece of advice that I really want you to hear, that if you do nothing else right, get the medical evidence piece right. DMAC?
I agree with that 100%. With over a million claims out there right now, as of August 19th, I believe there was over a million in the claims inventory, a million claims. Make sure you're submitting everything. Have everything there. Have it easy. All the medical evidence you can provide, it's a little hard for the VA to say no when you've given them everything they need and everything that you have to substantiate that claim. So do your part. Absolutely. Stick to common etiology. If you're going to file a claim, don't file a whole bunch of different stuff that's going to require three or four examinations. Common etiology, if you're going to do back and knees, you know, all in one examination, be done with it. But make sure you have the medical evidence to provide to substantiate that claim.
Someone told me one time, help them help you. Okay, look, y'all, the VBA, the VA Raiders, they're guys just like us. I mean, DMAC was one of them, Marine Corps vet. They aren't intentionally trying to deny your claim. In fact, they're trying to approve your claim. But if you don't give them what they need to approve it, they are required by law to deny it. Okay? It's very, very simple. I need y'all to truly hear that. The VA don't hate you. The VA Raiders aren't trying to deny your claim. They're trying to approve it. But you gotta help them help you.
Right on.
All right, fellow vets, DMAC, I appreciate you, bro. Episode 3, ask the VA Raider, why the heck is my VA claim taking so long? What's going on with VA claims backlog? What can I do to get my claim approved faster? Before we go, fellow vets, if you need help, if you're stuck, if you're frustrated, if you're underrated, if you're sick and tired of being freaking sick and tired, you're banging your head against the wall, you know you're eligible for something, but you don't know where to start. Maybe you've filed before and you were denied, okay? Maybe you have a rating and you didn't even realize you could go back and file for an increase, okay? If that's you, I'm speaking to you right now. Get your butt in our number one rated VA Claims Insider Elite program, okay? We're going to say, let's go. I am going to pair you with a VA claim expert, one of our coaches, just like Daryl, okay? And they are going to lead you to VA claim victory from beginning to end. It don't matter how long it takes. It don't matter how many times you get denied. We're going to help get you up off the mat so you can throw another punch. Okay. That's what we do here. And the thing, DMAC, that every single win, we celebrate every single win. Okay. And it never gets old. And every loss, we sit in that darkness with you for a second because it hurts us too. Okay. We lose when you lose. Okay. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about it hurts us right here. Okay. It hurts. But even if you get denied or you get underrated, there's always another path. And we're going to be there in the trenches with you. We'll take that grenade for you, but we're going to help you freaking climb out of that trench and get back in the ring and punch the VA in the face, because it's never over unless you quit. Okay. And again, you can start free. There should be a banner at the bottom of the screen. It's a three-step intake process. You are going to hear from a coach in 15 minutes or less. I guarantee that. If for some reason you don't, let me know. Okay. I'll have a free gift for you if the system doesn't work. But 15 minutes or less, you are going to be connected to a coach. I would challenge you to find any service in the world that cares as much as our team cares. I don't think it exists. If it does, I haven't seen it or I haven't heard about it. But I would put our team up against the very best. You want to play the freaking Super Bowl of VA claims? That's us. Okay? That's us. You want to play in the big leagues? Play with us. Okay? Again, you can start free at VAClaimsInsider.com. D-Mac, you're ready to join, aren't you?
I am. I wish you guys were around before when I was going through mine, because it was nothing but frustration.
You know, we just signed up a buddy of mine that I played hockey with at the Air Force Academy. He just shot me a text. He's like, "Hey, Big Cat, finally ready to move on this. Can I talk to one of your guys?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude." So look, like, we're helping vets every day, all day. That's what gets me up in the morning. When I go to bed at night, I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about our team. I'm thinking about how we can be better. Okay. That's all we think about.
Truly. I mean, that's our conversations. Jen and I went to dinner last night, and all we talked about was VA Claims Insider and veterans. That's all we did. Yep.
I love it. D-Mac, You're a beautiful human. I love you, bro. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and knowledge.
Right on.
Fellow vets, we love you too. We'll see you inside the program. Talk soon, y'all.